Random House Audio presents Angels of Destruction by Keith Donahue. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul. Emily Dickinson. Ist würdig liegen im Nirgend by einem Engel Irgend. One day I will lie nowhere with an angel at my side. Paul Klee. Book 1, January, 1985. Chapter 1. She heard the fist tap again, tentative and small. From the cocoon of her bed, she threw off the eiderdown duvet and wrapped a shawl around her shoulders against the winter's chill. Alone in the house, Margaret took the stairs cautiously, holding her breath to verify that the sound at the front door was not just another auditory hallucination to disturb her hard-won sleep. On the fourth step from the bottom, she peered through the transom window but saw only minatory blackness and the blue reflected light of moon and stars arcing off the cover of new snow. She whispered a prayer to herself. "Just don't hurt me." Margaret pressed her palms against the oak to deduce the presence on the other side, without seeing, without being seen, and on faith undid the locks and swung wide the door. Shivering on the threshold stood a young girl no more than 9 years old, with a tattered suitcase leaning against her legs. Between the hem of her coat and the top of her knee socks, her bare skin flushed salmon pink. She wore no hat, and even in the dim light, the tops of her ears blazed red through her...